Good morning, Sebit.
Yes, and what do you think about the South Sudan's economy right now? How do you think is the economy doing overall, given the current situation?
It's extremely very, very bad. And actually, I would describe it at the stage of collapsing. So unless we immediately act now, not later, not tomorrow, then we will be too late to recover and regain back the country at the right track. Apparently, the crises are just increasing upon one the other, given the fact that even the government has been unable to pay salaries. Mm-hmm. And if you know our history with Khartoum, despite the long war that we had with them, and even when we deprived them after independence with some oil money, they were able to continue to pay their salaries. And if the government reached to a point whereby it is unable to pay the basic salaries, forget about services, forget about development, that can tell you things are extremely going very bad. And there are really a number of issues that has led this country to this economic crisis. And one of them, we went into an unprepared war, and thank God we have signed peace. And by that virtue, it's very important for the leaders in the government of national unity to openly appeal for help from the international community. There's nothing wrong asking for help in order to recover back your economic. And once you are strengthened, you can again pay back whatever assistance you are offered in one way or the other.
Yes. Now, yes, just before we continue with all that, let's talk particularly, you described the economic situation as it's in the stage of collapsing. Now, particularly for the ordinary citizen, as you also who is a citizen in the country, what in your view are the three major essential consumer items that have been badly hit by this economic hardship?
Okay. One, of course, the commodities in the market and the prices are really going very high. And, of course, we understand that the country has been relying on oil, which is not the, that was not the best option. We had had so many other options before. And what we really need to now is to review the central bank policy on the dollar to see whether it is really effective or not effective. Mm-hmm. And secondly, that we really as well need to find ways how to limit or to end, not really to end, but to limit the corrupt system that is going on within the financial system. So these are really quite a number of items or issues that really need to be addressed. And they cannot just be addressed by talking about them, but something need to be done.
Yes. Let's talk about that something that needed to be done, really. What do you think should be done to get ourselves out of this current situation we're in?
One, an inclusive and an open forum that will not rely on politicians, but should rely on think tankers, economic experts from this country and others need to come together for a period of 1 week and brainstorm and clearly come out with the recommendations that are not politically motivated and does not work for the advancement of one party or the other parties within the government of national unity. Purely economical, find out strategies, come up with a comprehensive approaches. Second, they have to be there a cleaning within the financial institution or actually the economic sector. Some officers, some individuals still need to be removed, and then apply the new strategies that will come out from think tankers. So our government has not been really relying on politicians, and politicians don't overbet because every politician would always seek his own interests, and seeking personal interests is this what has led this country to this level. That is one. Secondly, they have to review the dollar currency, the central bank policy, and we really need to openly call for help and appeal for help. I think the international community and the donors community will understand the fact that we have just gone to unprepared war and a lot of the crisis we've been having. And to me personally, I think there's nothing wrong appealing or calling for help, because we have a humanitarian situation beside the economic crisis, and we can't just continue watching our people suffering to that level.
Yes, and Peter, just before we go, as PLP, have you also been hit by the economic situation?
Of course, if the government, which actually is the custody of the public money, they are crying, and the judiciary are also crying, what about the opposition? Then the opposition must be terribly hit than the government.
All right, Peter, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. We really do appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you so much.